This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe meets with President Trump today, with golfing in the cards tomorrow. Since he took office, Mr. Trump has backed out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and taken aim at Japan over several issues, including it selling us more goods and services than we send its way. Look around you. How many Japanese cars are you seeing right now? Well, Japan has an incentive to keep the relationship in good standing. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Japan's direct foreign investment in the U.S. already exceeds $400 billion, and Prime Minister Abe is expected to talk about investing more, appealing to President Trump's ambitions to update U.S. infrastructure. Peter Petrie, professor of international finance at Brandeis University, says rail infrastructure will likely come up.
They have a lot of technology that potentially they would like to sell us and exploit together, for example, on high-speed trains.
Another item sure to be on Abe's list, autos. Japanese auto companies employ or support the jobs of hundreds of thousands of Americans, but they pay tariffs on vehicles and parts that are manufactured in Japan. Mireya Solis of the Brookings Institution says Abe may address phasing out those tariffs.
So clearly this would be an issue that the Japanese side would like to revisit if there was indeed bilateral trade negotiation in the future.
Bilateral trade being what Trump seems to prefer to multinational accords. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.